Good morning, team. Let's get right into our daily check-in on the numbers. Looking at the year-to-date performance by division, we're seeing a bit of a mixed picture. The Metro and Western Branch teams are running just slightly behind last year, down 1 and 2.8% respectively. But a big shout-out goes to the Northern Division, who are holding strong and are actually up 3.4% for the year. Great work out there.
That's great to hear about the Northern team. And that mixed picture really reflects what we're seeing in the wider industry. The latest reports from both Circana and the National Beer Wholesalers Association show that pretty much all beer segments are facing headwinds after a slow summer. So holding our own and finding pockets of growth is a real testament to this team's effort.
Absolutely. And when you look at our supplier performance, you really see where those pockets of growth are. You can't miss Red Bull. They are on an absolute tear. Year-to-date sales are up almost 22%, and for the month, they're up over 90% compared to last year. It's a massive driver for us right now.
It's incredible, and it shows how important the energy category is. I saw in the news that PepsiCo is doubling down on their partnership with Celsius and even moving Alani Nu into their distribution system. The energy drink wars are in full swing, and our strength with a powerhouse like Red Bull is a huge advantage.
Agreed. Now, switching back to beer, our core Coors and Miller brands are still down slightly year-to-date, which is consistent with the market trends. But the good news is the momentum we're seeing this month. Coors is up nearly 18% month-to-date, and Miller is up a whopping 27%. That's a fantastic rebound.
That is great momentum. It's also interesting to see what our other partners are doing. Gambrinus, who makes Shiner, is up over 30% for us this year. I just read that they're reviving an old heritage brand called Texas Special to compete in the domestic lager space. Their strategy is clearly paying off, and we're benefiting from it.
Their strategy is working, and it's also about where we are executing. Looking at the chain data, there's a really clear story. We're seeing fantastic growth in convenience and value. Quick Stop is up almost 15% for the year. Metro Express is up 21%. And Travel Hub is up nearly 10%.
And you can't overlook the dollar stores. Value Mart is up double digits across all our territories. It's really encouraging to see that execution, especially since it helps balance out some of the softness we're seeing in the independent accounts, which are down year-to-date across the board.
It all comes down to our people in the field. When I look at the sales rep report, there are some huge wins to celebrate. A big congratulations to David Rodriguez in the Northern Division, whose sales are up over 300% year-to-date. Just phenomenal work. And Emily Chen in the Metro Region is also having a great year, up almost 12%.
Those are incredible numbers, and they tie directly to the distribution report. We've got reps who are really focused on growing our footprint. Michael Shaw has a net positive of over 100 new placements in the last 30 days, which is fantastic. It shows a real focus on not just selling, but expanding our presence.
It does. On the other side of that coin, the same report shows a few territories with some significant net placement losses. We know it's a tough environment, but this is a key metric. We need to focus on defending our shelf space and ensuring our rebuy numbers are strong. It's about keeping what we have while we hunt for new opportunities.
That's the right way to look at it. And part of defending that space is managing our inventory, especially with the seasons changing. I was just reading about all the fall and Halloween releases hitting the market. Angry Orchard's Thriller Pack, Fanta's Horror Icon cans. Consumers are ready for that shift.
You read my mind. I'm looking at the possible expire before selling report, and it's flashing a lot of summer-themed products. We have cases of Line & Kugel Summer Shandy and Sam Adams Cold Snap with limited time left. We really need a concerted push this week to clear out this inventory to make room for the Oktoberfests.
Exactly. Let's get creative with some end-of-summer displays. We can't be sitting on summer beer when the customer is looking for pumpkin spice. Speaking of trends, I also saw a piece on the continued growth of better-for-you options.
We're seeing that in our numbers, for sure. Liquid Death is up over 20% for us here to date. It proves that trend is more than just talk.
It really does, and it applies to our core partners, too. The growth of sugar-free options from Red Bull is a huge part of their success story. And I noticed on the close-dated report we have some Blue Moon NA and Cayman Jack Margarita Zero. Those are right on trend, so let's make sure we're giving our accounts ideas on how to market them before they get too close to their expiration date.
Good point.
A lot to work on, but a lot of positive momentum. That's the snapshot for today. Let's keep focusing on those growth areas, and have a great day out there.